Storm. The storm had been gathering for days, but when it finally hit, nothing could have prepared us for the impact. Our little house, the life we had built, smashed and scattered to bits. Now it is dawn. You walk the beach in a strange calm, seeing what you can salvage, weighing it all up, wondering if there is enough left to rebuild with.
Thanks very much. Is Rad done with that girl? I don't see him. We'll go back to him. Next up, so we have Jennifer Matthews speak.
This is way more narrative-y than I'm comfortable with, but I'm working on it. So, it's called Immigrant Poetry, and something you should know is that Earth City and Times Beach are both names of towns and the place I come from. I wrote about loss on the train to Dublin, on my way to a book launch to be anthologized with other others. We who exist without ownership. I had to leave what I owned to write about home. I promptly lost the poem in transit, the potential of the imaginary still nagging. I thought of Missouri, but it was vague in the distance. The names of its towns, unintentional jokes. Earth City and the vomity sweet smell of the landfill underneath it. Times Beach, paved in dioxins rather than gold. Other names borrowed, corrupted, Walmarted. Versailles, Cairo, Kabul becomes Versailles, Cairo, Kabul. I thought of work. In my classroom, English is a foreign language. My students were having problems with the conditional form, how hypothetical pluralizes be, the verb of existence, for things that would normally be single. If the world were flat, what would change? My kindest student offers, then I could see all things from here. Out the train window, evergreens huddled together, back to me, ignoring the rail line, the full low branches demurred, sheltering dark spaces, a soft homely green obscured behind them.
That was wonderful, Jen. Thanks a million. Rab, please. Rab or card.
Let's go on do three stories. I've read Southwark, which is probably all you know, is the journal of the Muscle Literary Project. And I read this article written by the guy who came down to take over the English department in UCC in the 60s. And he said, amongst other things in this article, if you're going to talk about Cork and you're not from Cork, you better be careful. So, this is a true story. And geography is not my strong point. Nuclear free Cork. Now there's a laugh. I met your man in the pub and he showed me the photographs. It seems in the early 90s they imported some scrap, offloaded at Holborn for lads in the Irish Steel. This was before ISPA. So the lads took the scrap and he put it through the plant and he turned it into shiny new girders to satisfy the German demand. So the lads took the girders and he put them on a ship and he sent them off to Germany. It might have been Brest-Litovsk or maybe Hajduk-Split. As I said before, geography is not my strong point. Anyway, the lads washed their hands and thought, job well done, so imagine their consternation when the girders were returned. It seems like the girders were well beyond the pale. The Germans' Geiger counter went right up off the scale. So what was the story? What was the score? The lads were really angry. There was a buggy needle they wore. But there was one book there, a good old friend of mine, and he read about an article over from the London Times. It seems like the brakes perhaps at Sellafield had knocked some buildings down, and he didn't want all that radioactive scrap just lying all around him. So who was responsible? Who was to blame? Sellafield washed their hands of it. The management did the same. Leukemia and cancer cut a swathe through all the lads. And nobody seemed to give a feck, so it's really very sad. And there's many a moonless, cloudless night when a harbour seems to glow, and nobody knows the source of it, but it's not from the lights of Cove. Another true story. All Ireland night in Dublin town. No train, no bus. I wait around, sitting on the steps of Connolly Street Garda station. You homeless? No, I'm waiting for the bus. Are you homeless? I asked the man with shoes and no socks. Homeless, yeah. Respite by drink. When I woke up the next day, I didn't know what to think. They took my cash and my passport too, and I don't know what I'm going to do. I give him a fag, and the glowing red coal seems to warm his soul. Now he sleeps on pavement hard concrete with the native blanket for pillow and sheet. One last true story. My friend first, near the corner, then his mother, on the corner, looking into the corner, then round the corner, to two sisters and one brother, overlooking their dead father in a straight line. Thank you.
Thanks, William Rapp. It's always good to see you, man. Next up, we'll have another regular here at Oakville, Mr. Seamus Harrington.
Thanks, Billy. Open mic. I thought I saw you once behind the hayloft door before the Christmas break. Some Monday night drop in just after 8 o'clock, while some may read a piece and others sing a song. Some more just lend an ear, they like to stand around. There's always ample room below the horse's head. The mules may breathe a word. The McNamara slam, renowned both far and wide, and then the guest comes on. So what if you don't write, come eat or famed MC, each name is on his sheet. I feel you're not too sure, surveying the pros and cons. I know, but what the heck, the crowd is on your side. Do I come here a lot? You bet, indeed I do. No rush, just take your time. When asked if you're all set, you could reply, I am. Captives. A yellow line, the only gap. A hectic day, won't be a sec. Across the way, a vacant lot. A red and green idling bus. A yellow clamp, perfect fit. Hazards flash, a double park. Raging drivers, rubberneck. Crime scene shot, double click. Crane swings out, fiendish work. Hoist aboard the hostage truck. Two wheels on curb, bold as brass, shutters clicked to note the time, warning stuck to nearside glass, clampers leave the scene of crime.
That's a deep personal experience.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And I wasn't the clamper. About 9 or 10 days, nights ago, the International Space Station was visible again, and it was a hike, it was really a sight to behold. So, Dunleer. He studied the sky at Dunleer, proclaimed it's abundantly clear, my telescope shows it's plain as your prose, this new moon seems part of a sphere. International Space Station. The only distant specks to spot up there, occulting stars that were like years away. An absent moon sent word by flicker ray, don't get too near to my ionosphere. Of course, she's not about to make a rare appearance because it's past our ETA. When waypoints wink inside the Milky Way, with space unearthed another billionaire. Reserved and pride of 16 states gone west, perhaps we'll have to chart a new black hole, commemorate the astronauts deceased. But wait, of course I should have guessed, our compass is inclined towards hyperbole. They're over here and nowhere near the west. And finish with this one about a poet in a deep sleep who's wakened by raking claws on his side, or so he thinks. His latest dream. Past 3 a.m. while in full flow, my favoured pen squeaks a trace, a muse has struck hard and deep. Hold on, I sigh from miles away, she spurs my wits, you rate my flanks. Be still, my pulse, race on, felt nib, an angry tone cuts short his dream. 6 p.m, where's last month's rent? Now while awake, that muse is slashed, your front door key, clean cut and sharp. Thank you.
Next up, we have a man who I met in Banffshire weekend, down at the West Cork Literature Festival. It's his first time in Ovalle, I believe. All the way from Galway, Mr. Liam Duffy.
Sorry, my hand went weird there. This is the last night of my first holiday in Cork. So, this one, the title is a quote from the preamble of the Irish Constitution. So it's with due observance to prudence, justice and charity. Of course we all stand together whenever our nation is threatened. Chunky our law. And we all stand together whenever our pockets are threatened. Escarence launcha nae na tancha. We all know the chorus of the fields of Atmorai where the free birds fly. And whiskey in the jar wak fum the dabio. We know the first words of our national anthem, Chine na fima fo. Those words in 72 years of winks and nods got us by. It didn't cost us much. We're all aware that the British are all pigs, but we never thought the orange man would have a place in our flag. Without rugby would be played in Croke Park, without a revival of the active union. But the winks and nods, and the sweaty red-faced bastards in gravy stained suits. Isn't it time to let them go the way of the countryside that would be the joyous with the romping of sturdy children, the contest of athletic youths, and the laughter of happy maidens, to quote De Valera? But no, the winks and nods remain. They're in the anthem, and you saw Michael Collins, and you saw the one that shakes the barrel, and Eamon De Valera is infallible despite being American. I only won. Living away for the last year, so I came back, and this one was kind of some of the first impressions of seeing some of my friends again. So it's called Semi-Detached. Stoned in grey, the colour of suburbia, a bay window looking onto the weed-cracked driveway, KFC window buckets blossom the strangest flowers, the plastic washed again and again in the same grease, from the same chicken shit. No knives needed or kept in this house. But the ashtray is always fresh, and there's a buggy and a crib, and sometimes a baby home. Thank you.
Thanks, William. We hope to see you again sometime. Next time you're down around these parts. So two readers left tonight, and first we'll have Ned Harriet.
Right, it's two very short poems. I'm going to try and do a Billy Ramsel. Wish me luck. Don't have a book with me. First one is called Beachcombers, and it was written about 20 years ago near Westport, County Mayo. Beachcombers. The Greek draped in a fleecy blanket. Crisp winter day. I walk with some friends and my buck-pepping 9-year-old son while waves swash on Bertha Beach. And we find dinosaur bones and speckled hen legs and Chinese writing and licorice all sorts and saber-toothed tiger fangs and the crown jewels amongst the rocks and pebbles on the shore. The next one is... that worked. Next one is a very short one also, more recent. It's called Sylvan Soundscape. In my mind's ear, avian stories unfolding in beech trees around me. The raucous caws of football hooligans. Sonnets sung to loved ones on the wing. The xenophobic protest at my intrusion. A jazz piano suitor on the wing. And the China teacup set, tut-tutting at all this carry-on from behind their leafy curtains. A charm of notes, exuberant, cascading, in homage to this short summer of ours. Thank you.